Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you for another week. Hey, we're into February, and what is it? A week until pitchers catchers report, and February 20th, first spring training game. Month after that, a little less than a month after that, regular season starts in Japan. So coming up quick, lots of stuff to have happen for teams between now and the start of the season, between now and spring training. We'll talk about it tonight. We'll give our thoughts and opinions on, I guess, a deeper dive into what the offseason has looked like and what spring training could look like for sure on tonight's show. But anyways, as always, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, dirtbags. So wherever you are around the world listening in, we thank you very much for everything that you do for us, sending in curtain call questions, training questions, just being a good part of the nation as a player, a parent, a coach. That's what it's all about. It's getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, as we always say. So, and definitely goes without even a thought to all our servicemen and women around the world. Thank you very much for what you do, so Nolan and I can do what we do, as well as the rest of the nation. And that's baseball. And life in general, but definitely baseball for sure. And so again, our heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you. It's we just couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much for what you do. So, like I said, if you want to send in curtain call questions to us, training questions to us, you know where you can do it, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We will answer them personally. You've got our guarantee. If it is a training question, a parent question on navigating the baseball journey through little league to youth, to high school, to college, hey, we know it can be overwhelming at times, especially it seems to get more confusing each year that passes along. So any way we can help you navigate that journey as a parent, we're there for you. Navigate building a culture and what to look for as a coach in building a system. If you want assistance there, we're happy to help you out. A player, just making it fun, keeping it fun, keeping it as a game for you. We'll help you there and stuff like that, reminding you that that's what it's got to be first and foremost, is a game. It's got to be fun. You got to look forward to practice, games, tournaments, and just enjoy your whole life experience of being a part of the game of baseball. So that's what it's all about, and we're going to be right back here after a second. Get after things, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All aboard! There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, lots of little signings over the last, 48 hours to kind of talk about. So, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing really major. Like what the Minnesota Twins did today, signing Harrison Bader, 1 year, $6.25 million. Bonuses could take it up to $8.25. Got an option for 26. Very smart move, especially with the injury history that a few of their outfielders have, a lot of uncertainty. And I mean, Harrison Bader since 2018, one of, if not the best defensive outfielders in all of baseball. Guy can flat out play defense. Little basically average hitter at best type of deal. Nothing too fancy there, but I mean, still, you're going to get what you're going to get out of him, and that's very good quality defense at the very end of games type of deal, now kind of in the later stages of his career. I get that he's not very old, but let's call it what it is. He's basically a backup outfielder. That's kind of what the Minnesota Twins have signed him to be. Obviously, he's played a backup role the past couple of years, whether it be with the Yankees or the Mets. Good, solid outfielder, like I said, brings tons of quality defense, and especially with Byron Buxton's injury history, you got to go out there and get a guy that can play.
100% right. You got Buxton. You lose Kepler to the Philadelphia Phillies earlier in the offseason. You know, there's going to be all kinds of games for him. You know, he probably ends up being a guy that could be upwards of 100 games by the end of the season, if not more, just because of the track record of, unfortunately, Buxton. We all want to see him on the field as much as we can, but Twins in general in the outfield. Great signing. Nice and easy, seamless, slide in and go to work.
Tim Hill, 1 year, $2.85 million, back to the Yankees. We love that one here. Tim Hill, obviously, very dominant left-handed pitcher. Now, when I'm saying dominant, obviously, I'm speaking a little bit facetiously. But at the same time, I mean, you look at the back half of the season that he put up with the Yankees. Like, the numbers that he put up were fantastic. Obviously, it was one that kind of everybody saw coming. In my opinion, basically talks all offseason where kind of the Yankees were going to work out a deal with him at some point this offseason. 1 year, $2.85 million, obviously doesn't break the bank there. Yankees still obviously looking to offload Marcus Stroman's contract in some way, shape, or form in order to get below $300 million again. But still, I mean, that Tim Hill addition just adds a quality piece to the back end of that bullpen.
Yeah, as you said, we couldn't agree more on that signing for sure. Just does his job. Goes out there and does his job. That's why they moved for him last year, and he proved it all the way through the playoffs. And absolutely, I think it's a deal that had to be done by the Yankees. So good for Cashman, good for Hill. Saddle up, get ready to rock and roll, and drive on.
Then just a couple more moves. Obviously, these are some of the bigger moves that have happened over the past week. Jack Flaherty on the weekend, 2-year, $35 million back to Detroit. 1-year, 25. Second one's an option. Basically can kick his money up to, I believe it's $20 million, if I'm not mistaken, if he pitches in something like 20 games in 2025. So not a heck of a lot of games in order for him to get an additional $10 million. Obviously, he really liked it in Detroit. Tarik Skubal, you heard him over the past week, couple weeks, basically saying, hey, listen, like if Jack's still unsigned, we will happily take Jack Flaherty back. Obviously, the talks where he was looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of 6-year, $120 million is kind of what the early offseason projections were for him. Personally, I think the 2-year, $35 million is a perfect bridge contract for him. Obviously, last year aside, basically since about 2019 when he was on the St. Louis Cardinals, Jack Flaherty hasn't been that same ace-like pitcher that he was in his early years with St. Louis between 17 and 19. Last year, obviously, like I said, he turned it around, had a fantastic year, started out the year, obviously, in Detroit, posted fantastic numbers, goes down to Los Angeles and was really only one of three starting pitchers, basically, that they had healthy coming into the playoffs. Helps them, obviously, win a World Series, goes back to Detroit. Very solid number two there, in my opinion, behind Tarik Skubal. Slides in ahead of Reese Olson, Alex Cobb, and whoever they're going to end up going with the fifth starter right now. It's projected to be Casey Mize, but everybody knows not to get their hopes up too much with Casey Mize.
Yeah, I mean, they talked about it all offseason. You had smart baseball people that disagreed with it, but the other people were always out there, you know, oh, I think his last game against the Yankees, that the World Series, that hurt his future. Well, obviously it did hurt his future to a degree or whatever, and that he's signing a 2-year deal or whatever and that, but come on, again, tremendous. It was a fit with Detroit a year ago. It worked out. Why wouldn't you go back to the well again? Other than the Baltimore year, that didn't work out, unfortunately, and he's not the only player to have that happen. St. Louis, for the most part, worked out. What was it, 2019, I think, almost a Cy Young even, and stuff like that. I mean, right there, right, that year. And so, good career with them. Good signing by Detroit. I like it, especially on the 2 years.
Max Scherzer, 1 year, $15.5 million deal to the Toronto Blue Jays. Not quite sure how to feel about that one. Think it's a bit of an overpay. He had to pay the Canadian tariffs. That's obviously a joke, but yeah, I mean, I would have thought that he was probably about an $8 million at this point in his career. Obviously he hasn't pitched a lot of innings over the past couple of seasons, just various injuries and everything like that. Getting up there in age, obviously his best days are behind him, but Toronto, it's a move that surprised me. In the fact that basically all offseason, the kind of talks that they were having was Max Scherzer's going to come to Toronto, obviously, if they sign either a Pete Alonso or an Alex Bregman, someone else to piggyback with the Anthony Santander signing that they made earlier this offseason. So, to me, it was a bit of a surprise. The money, I think, was a bit of an overpay, but at the same time, obviously, he had that showcase just a few weeks ago. Teams showed up in droves just to see if he still had something left in the tank. It also opens up the possibility that, hey, if Toronto ends up not being in contention come trade deadline, then they flip them for whatever they can get.
Yeah, I just saw it today. The physical got passed yesterday, so they made it official with Scherzer. And you know, you take that with a grain of salt, whatever it is. Everybody has their own medical staff, so hopefully it is good. I saw where $45 million owed to him by the Washington Nationals until 2027, and $15 million, I think, still owed in 28 from the Dodgers. To him. So pretty good career ahead of him in getting money for if he decides to retire when he does. But I'm opposite, not completely opposite of you, Nolan, but I am opposite in the fact that, you know, yes, they've got Gausman. Yes, they've got Bassett. We've heard rumblings with Bassett. He might get moved. Who knows, whatever. And that Berrios turned it around last year, but you're bringing in Max Scherzer. And not only for that pitching staff is it going to be better, but Vladdy, Bo, as long as he's there, that's a professional you're bringing in. And a guy that holds a lot of credibility throughout the league. So I love it. I'm glad the Jays were able to get it done. I'm excited about it. no matter how much or little he pitches. I just think it's a good signing for them.
Then just the last one, just from this past week as well. Now, this one was also a pretty good move, in my opinion. Kansas City Royals, two-year, $22 million with Carlos Estevez. Former closer of the Los Angeles Angels, went over to the Philadelphia Phillies at the trade deadline. Didn't really work out too well with Philadelphia, but obviously he posted some good numbers with Los Angeles there the past couple of seasons after Raisel Iglesias got traded down. I really like this move. I think he's going to slide in nicely at the back end of that bullpen for Kansas City. Obviously, he's got closing experience, so I don't know if they're going to use him in that role in 25. But, I mean, you're looking at it, right? Kansas City, obviously, last year took that big step forward, made the playoffs, good-looking team, bunch of young kids. Bullpen, for the most part, is still fairly young. And you look at the success of what they've done with pitchers over the past couple of years, where their pitchers have just been automatic, especially the veterans that they've signed. They've all been automatic. So I think that, to me, it's going to be a fantastic move.
Yeah, I was just going to say, look what Lugo did. Look what Waka did last year. Fantastic. I like that one, too. And one before the end of this segment, Tommy Canley to the Detroit Tigers, too. I think that was a really smart move. You know you're going to get the change up. Who cares, yeah, man? If it's working at the rate he's working at, drive on, man. I really like that move, too, before the Flaherty move. I think that's just a good – they got some really good, interesting back end as well, Detroit, that Holton kid. And, you know, it looks good. So there were some really nice little subtle signings in the last week and stuff like that. So good for teams to be doing it. So we'll be right back here in a break, Dirtbags, with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. One thing I wanted to bring up right now, Nolan, was trade between the Cubs and the Dodgers yesterday. We didn't get time in the first segment to talk about Ryan Brazier over to the Cubs. So, you know, Cubs have really moved in the right direction in the last 2 weeks. I mean, since Ricketts said that, you know, we're not that team like the Dodgers and stuff like that. Jed Hoyer's gone out there and he's done some nice little moves. He's all off season. Tucker, obviously, earlier on and stuff like that. They still got some work to do maybe in that, but you look at that back end of that rotation as well. You got Nate Pearson, you know, it's...
Bullpen, back end of that bullpen.
Yeah, bullpen. And you know what? That's a good little move, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan. I don't want to talk about the Cubs ever. I want to avoid that subject as much as possible. The Cubs bullpen is coming together nicely. No two ways about it. Ryan Brazier obviously posted fantastic numbers. Everybody knows it. Sub 2 ERA in over 60 innings pitched. Just wins a World Series, like Kirk said at the top. I mean, it really is a nice-looking bullpen right now. They obviously went out and they got their Kyle Tucker early in the offseason. Then they go out and get Ryan Pressly just a couple weeks ago. You pair that with Nate Pearson, their closer from last year, drawing a blank on his name, the rookie that they called up. And then, yeah, now you go and get your Ryan Brazier, and you're like, all right, this is a pretty darn good 7-8-9. If their pitchers can get them through six. Now, their starting pitchers still worry me a little bit. Jameson Taillon, I mean, obviously...
pretty solid season last year, but you don't know if it's going to carry over.
Solid three, in my opinion. And I'm kind of looking at the rest of that rotation. Like, obviously, Shota Imanaga had a fantastic start to the season. As the season kind of wore on, you could tell it kind of started to wear on him a little bit. His numbers weren't the same, like, nearly the same as basically right up until about middle of June type of deal is kind of when his numbers started to fall off a little bit. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, you know what, they already had good pieces on offense. Obviously, Nico Horner, known for his defense more so than his offense, but still can stick it very well. Dansby Swanson, obviously, coming off a Gold Glove at shortstop. Good player. Ian Happ, another guy that just absolutely kills the teams in the National League Central. Like, he hits very well against, especially the Cardinals. I'm looking at it right, and I like what the Cubs have done this year. They're in a very good position for Craig Counsell to take that next step and push them towards a wild card. I don't know necessarily if they're going to get over the Brewers. I still like what the Brewers have on paper. Obviously, the starting staff isn't quite as good, in my opinion, as it was a year ago, but I'm looking at it from, okay, they're getting Brandon Woodruff back a year removed from Tommy John now. I don't know exactly when he's going to be healthy. I don't know exactly what he's going to look like. As does everybody else in here, Freddie Peralta, all those guys, right? So I'm looking at it right now. They got to be number two, pushing hard for number one in that National League Central.
So let's slide over to the Baltimore Orioles and that. Everybody's been, you know, what's going on, what's going on. Well, obviously, they doubled up in their outfield signings in the last week. Dylan Carlson, Laureano, and drawing a blank on the third one, I apologize. But
well, they added Tyler O'Neill earlier in the offseason.
You're right. And so, you know, is Kierstead on the block potentially? Colton Cowser?
No. Laureano and Carlson are purely just depth signings at this point in time. Dylan Carlson, for as much as everybody in St. Louis Nation wanted to believe in him. Obviously, Mozeliak believed in him, which is why they balked at the idea of acquiring Juan Soto there a couple years ago. He can't hit from the left side. So I don't fully understand what the move was. I don't know how well Laureano can hit anymore either. Like, Laureano the past couple years has been a platoon outfielder. So you're signing a couple of platoon outfielders. Dylan Carlson, a little bit more range. He's a bit better of a center fielder at this point in his career, in my opinion, as opposed to Ramon Laureano. But Tyler O'Neill, obviously, he's going to be the left fielder. Right field, I think you're going to go Kierstead. And center field, I think, is going to be Colton Cowser or vice versa. I don't exactly know how they're going to arrange their outfield this year, obviously. But Laureano and Dylan Carlson, obviously, two veteran guys. They've been around the majors. Carlson, if he could have ever figured out how to hit from the left side, I think he would have been perfect for Baltimore. I mean, obviously, a bit shorter of a porch, obviously a taller porch out in right field, but still a bit shorter of a porch where he can pull it there. The right side, I think he can hit left. He's pretty good still, so I mean, I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, it's just going to be a matter of, in my opinion, I don't know how Laureano is in the clubhouse. I've seen him fighting with guys and everything like that, so I can't sit here and say he's the best clubhouse guy to try and teach up these young kids how to play outfield. Carlson, obviously familiar with Carlson's obviously familiar with Tyler O'Neill, so that might help out a little bit just in terms of their chemistry and everything like that when they get playing together in the outfield. But in my opinion, you're still just riding on the young kids. You got to let Couser play, and you got to let Kjerstad play.
Arizona Diamondbacks back with Mr. Grichuk. Not a bad signing.
Yeah, I like that one. No, it's a safe deal. You know, Grichuk's not going to pop his 25, 30 home runs like he was back in the days when he was younger, early in his career with St. Louis and that stuff. But, I mean, still, you're looking at a guy who, obviously, he's been around the block. I think he's about a 10-year vet now in the majors. 1 year, $5 million is really nothing in the grand scheme of things for Arizona. You know, it's a safe move. Obviously, familiarity with the clubhouse. They wouldn't have signed him otherwise if guys in the clubhouse didn't like him. And you know what? I mean, it's just growing with Corbin Carroll and those younger guys that are coming up through the system. And you know what? I mean, he's a good righty bat at the end of the day, and he can still mash.
I got to be excited if I'm Randall Grichuk. I got to be happy that they want me back. Sure, you probably always want more money than you get or whatever and stuff like that. But, you know, yes, you're facing the Dodgers. I get that. The Padres are still going to be good. San Francisco still has probably some moves left to make and stuff like that. But with that rotation that they got, that team that they got, they still put the most runs on the board, Arizona last year and stuff like that. Pretty much the same team coming back.
I can't see that team being worse, you know, this year. That's for dang sure.
Peterson sliding over to Texas or whatever. Yeah. But other than that, drive on. I mean, yes, you lose Christian Walker, but Naylor's not going to be the end of the world. He's not going to play the same defense.
No,
we get that.
That's going to be, but the only downside is the defense that Walker, like losing Walker
sure.
compared to Naylor. But at the end of the day, like you said, Naylor's still going to pop his 30-plus. Any bats left. That's a big thing that team needs. You're looking at that team. They got a lot of righties. Obviously, Keitel is a switch hitter.
Yep.
But outside of Corbin Carroll and basically a couple of the young guys, I guess Pavin Smith and stuff like that, if they put him out in right field. But, I mean, he's going to be more of a platoon guy anyways. Josh Naylor, obviously, he's a lefty thumper.
Yeah.
In the middle of that lineup.
And Suarez starts off how he finished off or whatever and that. You got the right side there. So, I mean, like you said, it's good balance, good, you know what, good signing for sure. No question about it. So let's slide over. We're obviously still hearing everything about Mr. Alonso and stuff like that. Again, this is where we want to dig a little deeper in that because I think everybody's on the same thing, right? So you hear the Jays in on them, and that's about the only two teams, and everybody, you know, going back to the Mets, just get the deal done. We're all throwing our hands up and stuff like that. I think when you dig deeper on that, it's, yes, there is the Boris effect. There's no question. I think the league's caught up with him. I mean, they've known about it for years, right? He only needs two teams to be in the fight. But I think that second team, if you want to call it the second team, has dug their heels in more and said, you know what? One, the Mets just proved it with Juan Soto and the Yankees.
We'll go higher than you.
If Cohen says it, then it's there. But Cohen hasn't said it with Alonso. But they've established that. I think the rest of the teams now have said, okay, any teams that the Mets are going, or any player the Mets are going on, it's a waste of my time. I might as well look somewhere else. Like, is that not what you're feeling? I was thinking about it today, and I'm thinking there's a lot of really in-depth moving parts there now. Dodgers have established themselves. They're the marquee of the league. They're the marquee of the Japanese market right now, until proven otherwise. But the Mets, if they decide they want that player, and they have an out with Vladimir Guerrero for 2026, but I think there's a lot of feelings about it. And the way the negotiations have gone with Alonso or whatever and that, it's kind of trending that way in my mind. So I think Boris and Alonso, unfortunately, at some point, you got to suck it up, and you lost $75 million on your $153 million offer from 2023.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel I don't even feel bad for them. I think personally, like you said, Cohen's shown that end of the day, you know what, if I want a guy, money is not an object and I will outbid you.
But I gotta want that guy.
If a player is circled by Mr. Cohen, then yes, obviously it's do I value winning a World Series or do I value money at this point in my career? Pete Alonso, I mean, obviously young guy, still tons of power. Obviously hindsight's 2020, shouldn't have fired his agent, should have kept his agent and taken that deal. Like you said, from the New York Mets there a couple years ago, that 7 year, whatever it was, 153 million or mid 150s anyways. Boris, I think he's, the noose is getting tighter. Yeah, I gotta say that the noose is getting tighter for him. Because, like, he's had a lot of big-time clients that are just not even close to getting signed. Like, I haven't heard anything on Alex Bregman in a couple of weeks outside of teams have offered him, and he's not moving. Pete Alonso, obviously, he has offers on the table. He's not signing them for whatever reason. Like, the teams have come forward and said, end of the day, this is as high as we're going for you. You are not getting your $150, $200 million that Scott Boras started to blow into your ear and tell you these magical prophecies of $200 million, Pete.
Well, I think they're both the same, Bregman and, you know, Bregman, the latest has been, you know, maybe the Cubbies can double up with the Boras player and do the same Cody Bellinger again. And so, yeah, okay, you get that option, but you still got to be in a tough market again in another year. So it is what it is. We're going to be right back here on the break, or after the break, sorry, and we'll just keep going with it, Dirtbags.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for 7 days of up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Save on the top brands in bath, tools, paint, and more. Our biggest member deals are on January 30th through February 5th. So if you're not a loyalty member, now's the time to join for free. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Curtain call question time. So you know where you can send those in to us at Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll try to get them on a show or talk to you personally. You've got a guarantee of that. So send those out to us there. And obviously training questions, as we always say, or parenting help, coach help. Whatever you need, we're here for you. That's the bottom line, and that's what being a dirtbag is. So, Nolan, we've talked about on the peripheral or whatever and that, but there's still all kinds of Toronto Blue Jays fans writing into us and stuff like that. What are our thoughts on the Vladimir Guerrero situation? So I started thinking a little bit deeper about it and stuff. I sit there and I look at it and I go, I can't give you an actual percentage on him re-signing with the Jays, but I got a gut feeling that they're having communications, whether they're working out or not in the short term. And because of the proximity of how close we are to spring training, we talked about it. He's been with them since 2015. They've sold all kinds of apparel and all kinds of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. stuff over those times. So they're basically looking at giving back the money that they've made off of him already. Maybe not all of it, maybe all of it, I don't know. But I got an over 50% chance that they're going to get it done. I think they're holding out until that time. Because you look at it, early January was exciting for Santander signing. They got Hoffman. They went out last week, got Scherzer. They got a lot of excitement, starting to get it going again, feeling it out. And I think they get it done. I really do, because I think they're trying to get that excitement around the fan base again and really explode it as it goes into spring training and the season. I think they get it done.
I think you're delusional. Tell you the truth, I personally don't. I think that they've been presented a number that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will sign for. Vladdy said it multiple times. If you guys give me this offer, you have me for life. They haven't given him that offer. I don't know what they're waiting for. I think if they sign Pete Alonso somehow, then Vlad, all of a sudden, you become not quite an afterthought, obviously, but I think he plays out the season and tests free agency. I really think at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to say that all Dominicans do that, but it seems like a lot of the Dominicans, once they get into the final year of their contract, they're just looking for the money at the end of the day. And Vlad's going to get paid. He knows he's going to get paid. Obviously, the risk in it is he goes back to 22, 23 numbers, and he posts mediocre numbers, and everybody knows what he is defensively. He's not Christian Walker, I can tell you that much. A lot closer to Josh Naylor than Mr. Walker. That's it. Like, end of the day, you know what, Jays? You guys should have paid him a while ago. Like, they should have paid him after the 21 or 22 season. And never had it come to all of a sudden spring training at 25. Now we're in a hurry to get a deal signed with you. Like, they knew that they had a franchise guy. Like you said, the money's already been made. I can't see there being that many more Vladimir Guerrero Jr. jerseys sold. But end of the day, I think they had their opportunity. They had their window. Once spring training comes, I don't believe he's going to pull a Manny Machado and say, oh, you know what, this was a hard deadline, and then come first week of the MLB season, oh, you know what, actually, I've changed my mind. I'll take that 10-year, $330 million that the Padres are paying me. I think realistically, it's a hard deadline, and that's it.
I think it's a hard deadline, like you said, but I think because I'm not seeing movement on the Pete Alonso, or the Bregman, supposedly there's an offer on the table, but I think Bregman is just, maybe he doesn't want to come. That's fine. No problem, whatever. I think with them not going to 4 years and $100 million for Pete Alonso or whatever, maybe that closes the deal, I don't know. But I think because they haven't moved a lot, that it got me thinking that it's like, let's wait. Let's wait on this. Let's bring it right up to that negotiating deadline. And then, boom, spring training started, and you get everybody excited. You got everybody rolling. Because like I said, they've made some nice little signings. They've proven. The money's there.
Well, the money's 100% there.
The money's there.
Rogers owns Canada.
Yeah. So I got a feeling it's going to get done. You're right. Not just Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but a lot of guys. And that's part of their right to do that. Once the spring training starts, let me focus on spring training, and I'll play my season if it's my last year, and I'll play it out, and I'll go to free agency. The time has gone by. I'm not fooling around. And that's right. You have that right to do that as well. And I think the Jays respect that. And I got a feeling that deal's going to get done. I just do. Obviously, we're going to know soon enough. Within 2 weeks or whatever, we'll have an idea, or maybe even next week. But I got that feeling they're trying to think of, how do we get this marketed right? How do we really get it going that we can recoup some of that money? But more importantly than that money on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. himself, that's already been proven, like we've been talking about, it's how do we get the whole team excited about this and get moving in the right direction? So that's just my gut feeling, Dirtbags. I'd love to hear your comments on it. And hey, we'll go from there. So Yankees fans, again, sending in Nolan. Supposedly they're kicking the tires on Nico Hoerner again. I would have looked at that a little deeper or whatever. Great move for the Yankees, I think. But we were just talking about the Cubs. I don't see the Cubs moving him. I like that kid. I like what he brings to their team.
I was surprised when they moved Cody Bellinger after acquiring Kyle Tucker. I think there is no shot that they move Nico Hoerner.
I agree.
I do not know why, if you're the Chicago Cubs, you even entertain a Nico Hoerner trade. I think that kid, second base, leadoff hitter, two hitter, whatever role you need him in, he is the Jeff McNeil of that team. He is not flashy by any stretch of the imagination, but gosh darn, is he a heck of a baseball player. I love Nico Hoerner, man. I think he is just your quintessential modern day perfect second baseman. Obviously, he moved off as shortstop because Dansby Swanson came to the team. He's made that very, very public. If we get one of, obviously, this was the year that they had all four of the big name shortstops out there. He made it very public. If we get one of these four guys, I will happily move over to second base. If I'm Craig Counsell, I'm looking at him as the same way that he probably, I'm saying managers probably viewed Craig Counsell. Coach, what do you need me to do? I'll show up, I'll play, and you know what? I'll play very hard. And man, I love me some Nico Hoerner. I know I hate the Cubs, but gosh darn do I love me some Nico Hoerner, man. That guy is a gamer.
Chicago White Sox, haven't talked about them in a while. Fans writing in, Luis Robert. Does he start the season with the White Sox, or is this a move that's made through spring training? It's been quiet.
You know what? Honestly, tell you the truth, I really think the Chicago White Sox outpriced themselves on Luis Robert. Like, in terms of what they're asking for in a return. Obviously, they were willing to deal Chris Sale. Obviously, they were willing to deal Garrett Crochet under the new management and everything like that for great returns on it. Luis Robert, I don't know what I'm paying for Luis Robert, and I know I'm not paying what the Chicago White Sox are wanting for Luis Robert. The Chicago White Sox view Luis Robert as prime Mike Trout. I view Luis Robert as modern-day Mike Trout. You know what? He might play 50 games and post 20 home runs. Like, he's talented, sure. But at the end of the day, he's not healthy. He strikes out 1,075 times in a season. Like, his eye is equivalent of drawing a blank on his name, the shortstop for Javi Baez. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just chases so much. I mean, personally speaking, I think the White Sox have just outpriced themselves on whatever sort of trade that they can recoup.
All right. Got about 5 minutes left. So, St. Louis Cardinals fans, tough week. Tough week, Nolan. So, one is, does Nolan Arenado open up his no-trade clause to more teams? Because I don't know how real the Red Sox are in on that. I think it's more the Cardinals going back to the Red Sox and saying, are you still interested? Not saying the Red Sox aren't interested, but do you open up more opportunities if you're Nolan Arenado?
I think you... I mean, personally, no, I don't. I it's just so tough for me to sit here and say, like, Nolan Arenado doesn't want to get traded, right? Well, I shouldn't really say that. I don't know if he doesn't want to get traded. He's never publicly came out and said, hey, I want to be traded from the St. Louis Cardinals to a perennial contender, right? It was just management and ownership that basically came forward and said, hey, you know what? You guys, we're thinking about just moving off your contract. We're looking at different things. Obviously, we want to give these young kids more opportunities. Slide Gorman over to third base, open up second base, probably for Thomas Agassi. Mason Wynn, obviously, starting shortstop and everything like that. But Nolan Arenado, I mean, obviously, clubhouse guy, you still need those good vets. But it sounds like, by all accounts, the Cardinals are pretty much locking the door on him coming to spring training, which blows my mind. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what? If the Red Sox want to come calling, they can come calling and make a legitimate offer. But St. Louis has made it very apparent that they're not willing to eat money.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, the next few weeks, 2 months, could be different. We don't know. But part two of that, Nolan, came out this week. St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer Jimmy Edmonds, longtime broadcaster, throwing the team under the bus. He's not coming back to broadcast this year. They didn't want him back. You don't know what all happened or whatever and that, but there's been other players that have said over the last 5, 6, 7 years, maybe a little longer or whatever, they've lost the Cardinals' way. Didn't quite say it like that, but more or less lost the Cardinals' way. Your Cardinals fans, they want to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I love it. Personally speaking, Jimmy, good for you, man. I absolutely loved watching Jimmy Edmonds as a kid, obviously a part of MV3. Him, Scott Rolen, Albert Pujols, back in the glory days of St. Louis baseball when they actually cared about winning and putting up good teams and trying to compete for a World Series. You know what? I have no problem with what Jimmy said. He basically said, to the extent, pretty much us veteran guys, us Hall of Famers, Mark McGwire's, that type of stuff, like apparently Nolan Arenado. Now, this wasn't verbatim, obviously. It was kind of insinuated that it was Nolan Arenado basically asking over the past couple of spring trainings for those good quality veterans, those guys that had played, those Cardinals Hall of Famers, the guys wearing the red jackets, to come back, do spring training, that type of stuff, like what you always see with Ozzie Smith, right, as a Cardinals fan sees. To me, Jimmy just called it perfectly. And Jimmy, obviously, very kind of controversial with his broadcasting style. He just kind of put it black and white. And so when he was on, I guess it was ESPN 101, he basically just said, listen, they won't let us in the building in spring training. They won't let us do anything. The Cardinals have lost their way. He's like, if you want me to try and tell your pitchers that they're tipping pitches, or you want me to try and tell a guy that he's pulling off of balls, I could do that. But instead, you guys have locked me out, and you know what? Baseball is not fun right now. St. Louis Cardinals baseball is certainly not what is advertised, and I get why the fans aren't showing up to the stadium. I couldn't agree anymore with you, Jimmy. I think what you said was perfect, and it perfectly encapsulates what is going on and the disaster of the current St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Well, he said, I'm going back to Tennessee to do gardening and farming. Simple as that. So to your Nolan Arenado and Mark McGwire comment, that was it. When he first came over there 3 years ago, he asked if he could go and hit with Mark McGwire. And they said no. They just flat out said no. The last 2 years, his numbers have gone down both years. Yes, he's getting older in that, but come on. It's Nolan Arenado. He's not done playing.
That's Mark McGwire.
And that's,
man,
Mark McGwire. I mean, you still got a place called Big Mac Land. I mean, come on. Come on. Don't close your eyes. You got to open them back up and you got to start seeing things. So I know what Nolan's final thought's going to be tonight and that, and I'm looking forward to it because it's still on the Cardinals. So we'll be right back here after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week obviously comes down to basically who's going to fire their manager first between Los Angeles Angels and St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously, Ollie Marmol, St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Washington, Los Angeles Angels. And the reason why I say that, Mr. Jose Alberto Pujols, a.k.a. Albert Pujols, a.k.a. the greatest Cardinal that I ever got to see, just won the Dominican League. Manager, obviously, first time running it. He came out right afterwards and said, boys, I'm ready. Which team's going to get me? I think it's as simple as that. Obviously, he wants to be a manager. Obviously, he wants to manage in the major leagues. St. Louis, obviously, tied to Yadier Molina the past couple years. Albert Pujols obviously left St. Louis, so in my opinion, I still think Yadi has the leg up there. End of the day, man, that dude knows baseball. If I'm a team, I don't know how, obviously, I don't know how well he's going to manage having zero coaching experience officially. Obviously, played a lot of years in the majors, so you can bet guys were coming up to him and asking him for hitting advice. That is a guarantee. That being said, I'm fingers crossed that Ollie Marmol is gone by next week and Albert Pujols is the manager of the Cardinals, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, he didn't have many days off when he was with St. Louis, but he had a lot of days off with the Angels, right? So he did a lot of managing. You look at the guy, La Russa.
Oh, La Russa speaks glowingly of
him. You know, Socia when he first got there and stuff like that. Tremendous. So, I mean, the guy knows. He just went out and won the series in the Dominican, like, or the Caribbean, like you said. So, I mean, there it is. Yadi, I think Yadi's a little tougher, only going back to what we said in the previous segment on the fact of the situation of the Cardinals right now. But either one, credibility and knowledge of the game. Why would you not have those guys in there? Those are non-thinkers, dirtbags for sure. So thanks a lot for being a part of the nation. It's again, we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So that's what it's all about. As a parent, a player, a coach, it's all about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty on the field, off the field. You know it. So whatever you're about to embark on this week or tomorrow or this month, whatever it is, get after it. We're getting college baseball started. We're getting college softball started. It's an exciting time of the year, as we always say. So we're looking forward to it, and we hope you are as well. If you're in it, good luck. Get off to a great start. Have the right mindset for sure. So unfortunately, dirtbags, it is that time, though. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.